morning, sir. What is your name, sir?
Chad Miller.
Okay, hold on one moment, and the Honorable Miss Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Miller.
Good morning.
Can you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Chad Miller, 220461.
Thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the four allegations that are listed on your warrant of arrest. I see you were notified about this hearing on March 15th. You signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and on that form is a list of your hearing rights. One of your rights is you could hire an attorney at your expense to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you be representing yourself?
Representing myself.
Okay, thanks. I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board. If you look on the video screen, all the way down to your right, at the end of the bench, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Right next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here, in the center of the bench, is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my right is the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel chair today. Also with us in the room, we have Mr. Respy, who is with the Department of Corrections. So there he is now on your screen. He'll represent the department and your parole officer today. So before we start, I need to swear both of you in. Mr. Miller and Mr. Respy, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth, nothing but the truth? So help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Mr. Miller, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, and then phase two to determine if that supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So for phase one, I'm going to read each of these allegations to you, Mr. Miller, and I'll need you to say whether each one of them is true or false. So we'll start at phase one of your hearing. The first allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your possessing a clear glass pipe with the white residue on or about February 27th, 2018. Mr. Miller, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay. The second allegation, that you were in violation of condition number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about February 26th, 2018, per your self-admission on February 27, 2018. Mr. Miller, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay. And then the third allegation is that you were a violation of condition number 12A, as demonstrated by your non-compliance discharge from the Pima Reentry Center, MEP program, on or about February 26, 2018. Mr. Miller, is that true or false?
It's true.
It's true? Okay. And then the fourth allegation is that you're in violation of condition 12B, as demonstrated by your failure to return to the Pima Reentry Center at 1275 West Starpath Boulevard in Tucson before curfew on or about February 26, 2018. You were actively avoiding supervision unless you were an absconder. Mr. Miller, is this true or false?
It's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Miller's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Thank you. Motion by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Miller, Mr. Quinones. Mr. Miller, the board has voted unanimously that he violated your conditions of supervision, but now we can move to phase two of the hearing and determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So before we get too far in this phase of the hearing, I'm going to ask Mr. Respy to give us some background information about your case. So just stay on the line and we'll be right back to talk with you more in just a moment. Okay, Mr. Respy.
On February 22nd, 2018, Mr. Miller was released from DOC. He was arrested on February 27th, 2018 by DOC staff on new charges. He was back in DOC custody that same day, and his adjusted CDCD is October 23rd, 2018, which reflects one of 7 day. Current conviction, 2014. Drug paraphernalia violation, 1 year. 2014, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year. prior convictions, 2007, burglary second degree, two counts each for 3 years, 2014, kidnapping, 4.5 years. This is his third term at DOC, CUIR score 3.3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2009, DAS release completion, 5 months. Disciplinary violations are significant with drugs, alcohol, disorderly conduct, and sex acts noted. Other arrest, 2013, aggravated assault, Arizona, disposition unknown. Skinny risk score is a G6V6. He is a level 3 sex offender, registrable, notifiable, SVP reviewable.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Westby. Mr. Miller, it looks like you were living at the Penal Reentry Center, but then what happened, sir? It looks like you didn't come back for curfew one night. What happened?
Yeah, I guess I didn't have no support, so I guess I wanted to mess up so I could show my number so I could go to Sierra Vista.
So you went to Sierra Vista, is that what you're saying?
No, that's where I wanted to parole at.
Oh, I see.
And
so what did you do that night?
Basically got high and didn't come back.
So you were at the Penal Reentry Center only a few days. It looks like you got there on the 22nd. And this was the 26th. What was so bad about the Penal Reentry Center?
First of all, I didn't want to be in Tucson, period. Because I'm always getting in trouble when I'm in Tucson. So I tried to parole to Sierra Vista. And the family in Tucson really didn't want to help me out. So I decided to mess up and come back here and kill my number.
So who's in Sierra Vista?
My aunt and sister and brothers.
Okay, so you do have relatives. All right. Had you tried drug treatment before, sir?
No.
So you've not participated in drug treatment any time?
I was thinking about it.
You were thinking about it, okay. All right, sir. Were you working at all?
No.
No, no working. What kind of work do you do?
Landscaping.
Okay. All right. All right, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Any questions for Mr. Miller? Mr. Johnson.
Sir, you said a couple of times you just got in trouble because you wanted to kill your number. So is that what you want to do, is just kill your number?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, well, we can take care of that. So is there anything else you'd like to tell the board before we make a decision?
No.
All right, sir. The board is going to go into discussion, and we'll make a decision, sir, and we'll get right back to you. So just stay on the phone. We'll be right back with you.
All right.
The board is now in discussion. Mr. Miller has expressed his desire to kill his number, which she has approximate release date of October 23rd of 2018. So, based on that and his unwillingness to participate at Penal Reentry Center, I'm going to move to revoke his community supervision. As he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company, and this will be also based on information in warrant 2018W0571, our conversation with Mr. Miller, during which he admitted using methamphetamine, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Thank you. So moved by myself, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Miller, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, so you will be released on or about October 23rd, which was your wish, and at that point you won't have a parole officer and you can go to Sierra Vista. So we wish you the best, sir. Hope you do consider some drug treatment at some point, sir.
All right,
sir, this concludes your hearing, and thank you for participating, and if you'd give the phone back to the 03, we'd appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
All right.